Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Tiglachas HaTahara. Let's talk about a Nazir now that did not become Tamei. He also has two Tiglachas at the end of his Naziris, Ketzad. How is it done? What's the order? What's the schedule? Zogt the Mishnah, Hayamevi Shalosh Behemois. You have to bring three Behemois, as opposed to the Nazir Tamei that brings two birds for the Chatas and the Oilah. But the regular Nazir, he brings a Chatas, an Oila, Ushlam. Pasuk says, V'hikrivas karboni l'Hashem, keves b'shnosei tamim echad l'Oila, that's one carbon, v'chavsa achas b'shnosei tamim l'Chatas, that's the second carbon, v'aylecha tamim l'Shlamim, that's the third carbon. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, v'shoyched es ha-Shlamim, u'megalechaleh. Now, the Shlamim was the third carbon mentioned. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean? There are different pshatim here in the Rishayim how to explain Rabbi Yehuda. This is how the Rosh and Tosfos learn. Even though the carbon Shlamim is the third of the three carbonas that the Torah mentions, Rabbi Yehuda holds your first makriv the carbon Shlamim, then he shaves his hair, and the hair is placed under the pot where the meat of the Shlamim is cooking. The Pasuk says, the Gilach HaNazir, the Nazir shaves his hair, Pesach Oyel Moed Es Rosh Nizrei. Now, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like that's what the Pasuk means, that by the Pesach Oyel Moed, a person should shave his hair. That would be a bazillion for the Kedusha space of Migdash. Imagine someone taking a haircut, you know, by the entrance of a palace, or the entrance to the king's inner chamber. So therefore, we understand what the Pasuk means is, we have the Karban Shlamim. By the carbon shalom, it says, "Ushchotai Pesach Oyel Moed." So the pasuk is telling us that he shaves his hair after the carbon shalom. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar says, "Lo yemegalech al achatas." No, they shech the chatas first, and then he does the glachas. See, Rabbi Elazar agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the nazir shaves after the first carbon. He disagrees as to what the first carbon is. Rabbi Yehuda says the first carbon is the Shlamim. According to Rabbi Lazar, no, the Chatas comes first. Because that's the klal. Shachatas koidemes, the Chatas comes before other karbanis, b'chal makan. Wherever there's a Chatas with other karbanis, the Chatas is first. The Mishnah concludes, v'im gilach, but if the Nazir shaves his hair al echad mishlashdan, after he's makrev any one of the three karbanis, yotz, l'maisa he's yotz. I, Rabbi Yehuda, said after the Shlamim, Rabbi Elazar said after the Chatas, that's Lechatchila. But Lemaisa, if he shaves his hair after any one of the three, he's Yaitz. If you're going to take a look here in the Tosfos Yamtiv, you will see that the Tosfos Yamtiv, and he holds the Batanura, is saying this learns a different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. According to this pshat, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Chatas came first, but that the Nazir, this is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, should not shave until after he brings all the Karbanis. The Chatas, the Oila, and the Shlamim. But according to Rebbe Lazar, he shaves after the first carbon, which is the Chatas. So according to this pshat, we learn the Mishnah completely differently. Let's chaz over the Mishnah quickly. First, according to the first pshat, then the second pshat. According to the first pshat, Tiglachas at Tahari Ketzad, what's done with Tiglachas in a case where the Nazir did not become Tamei? So we know how you may be shalosh behemas. The Torah says he has to bring three behemas. Achatas, oil, and ashlam. According to the first pshat, the shaykhin as ashlam, he shechs the shlamim first. And then he does the glachas. To which Rabbi Elazar agrees, no, he shechs the chatas first, and then does the glachas. According to the second pshat, he brings achatas, oil, ashlam, he brings all three karbanais. Azayal to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second Shem, when Rabbi Yehuda says Tiglachas after the Shlamim, he doesn't mean just bring the Shlamim and do Tiglachas. He means Chatas, Oyla, Shlamim, then Tiglachas, after all the Karbanis. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer comes and says, no, no, just the Chatas. That comes first and then the Tiglachas. The Maaseh, the Mishnah concludes by saying that if the Nazir did Tiglachas after any one of the Karbanis, Bidi Evid, according to all Shitais, Lamaaseh, he is Yaitz. Home machloikus in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer is lechatchila what you're supposed to do, but with the eved you're okay if you did the teglachas after any one of the three karbanis that you're supposed to bring.